that I lent you 100, and then we made up, you have to pay me back 120. So if you look at it, then, Hare Neshech Vare Tamrit is both. I'm biting you, I'm making you pay me an extra 20, and I'm gaining an extra 20 also. Elama Yibosa V'Soifazus, if you want to go boss at the end, when you pay me back, he's not losing out, because the $100 he got before, now it's worth 120, and you're not gaining anything. So the kitzah, if you go bossing me, cover, there's both. There's ribis, and there's tarbis. You can't have one without the other. For Sue, and secondly, how would you want to say tarbis blei neshech, that there's a case of tarbis you could gain on the deal, even though he's not losing? Hechidam, how would you want to say this? E di usuf meya, b'meya, if I lent you 100, I'm not going to pay me back 100. And meikora kaimi meya badanko b'soif meya b'chumsha. At the beginning when I lent you the money, 100 was worth this danka. At the end when you give me back 100, it's worth a fifth. It's worth more. So at the end you give me back more money than I gave you. So therefore you want to say that's called ribis, I'm gaining. That's called tarbis, I'm gaining and you're not losing. So more again says no, it doesn't make any sense. If you go boss at the beginning when I gave you the money, I lent it to you. So I lent you 100, I'm not to pay me back 100. There's nothing. I'm not losing, I'm not gaining. It's a perfect loan. I gave you 100, I'm not to pay me back 100. If you want to go boss at the end, there's both things involved. There's neshech and there's tarbis. So again, you don't have one without the other. So therefore, Elo Amarov, Rav says this is a maskana. That's true. It's not possible to have one case without the other. Anytime I charge you interest, it's always called you're losing and I'm gaining. There's always neshech, I'm biting you, and there's always tarbis, I'm always gaining on the deal. If so, what does the Torah say two lavs for? El lavr ola b'shnei lavim. That every time you lend somebody money and you charge him interest, you should know you're over two lavs. That's what the Torah says it. Not that they're two different than Yonim, but you're over two lavs. There's a lav of ribis and a rab of tarbis. Every case, you're over both. Now, Tan Rabbanim, look like this. The Pasuk says, "As kas b'cho loisitun loy b'neshech," you're not allowed to give you lend your money with interest. Over marbis atitun achlecha, and don't lend food to somebody also with ribis, with marbis that you gain on the deal. Now, ein liyela neshech b'kesed. I only know the lav of neshech applies by money. The ribis b'yochel, and the lav of ribis applies by food. Neshech b'yochel, and how do we know if I lent money? I'm over the second lav, not only a lav of ribis, but I'm also over the lav of neshech also. Talmud 11, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Devarim, neshech oichel, says neshech oichel. So even by food, lending food also shaykh neshech. So therefore we have good. If I lent you food, and I lent you a bushel, and I tell you I can back a bushel and a half, you're over two lavim. You're over a lav of ribis, and you're over a lav of neshech. Now, ribis the kesev minayin. How do we know there's ribis by money? We only have in the posik neshech is by money. How do we know there's a lava ribis also by money? Tam Lema, the posik says neshech kesev. It also says neshech kesev, it says. And this posik in the verb, neshech kesev, it says. Emeinu inyan, le neshech kesev, you don't need it for the posik, for the lava of neshech and kesev itself. Shereik fanemar, it says already, le sashech liachicha, not to take neshech from your brother. It is sold to Nuini and the ribis. Put it by the pasha of ribis. So now, kesef ain liyela beloiva. We only know there's ninya, kesef, if you lend money, that there's a lav to the loiva. The loiva, he's not allowed to pay back interest. There's a lav upon the loiva, not to pay back the interest. The malvu minayin, how do we know the malvu, the one that lends the money, he's also over the iser ribis. Not only the loiva, the one that pays back the extra money, but even the malva that receives it, he's also over the lav. Because nema neshach v'loiva, v'nema neshach v'malva. There are two different pashas in the Torah. One talks about the malva, one talks about the loiva. Now it says the word neshach by both. It says neshach by the loiva, and it says neshach by the malva. If so, ma neshach on the v'loiva. Just like the word neshach, when it says in the pasha of the loiva. That was the psukim before. That loichalach the boy. Bein b'kesed, bein b'yoichol, there's no difference here over this lav of neshech, whether I lend somebody money, or whether I lend somebody food. So, and bein b'neshech, bein b'ribis, you're over the lav of neshech, and the lav of ribis is af neshech, homa b'malva. The same thing in the parasha, the Torah talks about the malva, that when you lend money, there's a lav upon the malva, he's not allowed to receive the interest. So it says neshech by him, hatei the same svara, loitechlek boy, there's no difference. bein bekesev, bein biyoichum, bein beneshev, bein beribis. That all lavim, both lavim apply by the malver also. No matter what the malver lends, whether the malver lends money, or whether the malver lends food, if he makes up right now, ribis ketsutsa, that you have to pay me back more than I'm lending you, he's over two lavim right now. The loiv is over two lavim, the malver is over two lavim also. Now the Gemara says, minayin the rabbis kosh, minayin the rabbis kol dov, how do I know to include anything? Maybe it's only ribis if I lent you money, or I lent you oichel, food. How do I know if I lent you clothing, or anything? There'll be an issa ribis also. How do I know to be marabah anything? Yeah. Talmud Leim, it says in the Pasuk, Nesha kol dov rasha yishach. Anything you lend, mash, anything you lend, there'll be the slav of neshach. Yeah. And once you know neshach, well, then you know it'll be ribis also. Ravina says, loy neshach bi oichel, for le ribis bekesa tzuicha kro. Ravina argues in the Gemara before. Ravina says you don't need ribuyim, extra ribuyim, for the issa lav of neshach by food, and the issa ribis by kesef. You don't need an extra posik. Because in the first posik, you know both of them. Because like this, the posik really says, as kaspacho le sitin loy beneshach, over marbis le sitin achlecha. So it says in the same posik, neshach and marbis. So Ravina dashes is like this. The kos it the Torah would have written, the cost of es kas v'chol esitin loy v'neshech, like your money don't lend with neshech, v'yoch l'chol b'marbis, and the Torah then also don't lend food with marbis, could a kamer, then you'd be right, that if smashman is only the lav of ribis by food, and there's only the lav of neshech by money, then you'd be right. But hashtu d'chsiv, now that the Pasuk says, es kas v'chol esitin loy v'neshech, uve marbis l'esitin achlecho, it says the word neshech and marbis one next to another. So therefore we can read them both ways. Kori bei, read it this way. Kori bei hochi. Es kas b'chol your money, loy sitin loy b'neshek uva marbis. Don't give it over, don't lend it, and get interest back, because then you're over two lavs. You're over the lav of neshek and the lav of marbis. That's one way to read it. And then also read it. Over neshek uva marbis, loy sitin achlecha. Don't lend somebody food in a way that you'll be gaining and he'll be losing. Because if you do that, you'll be over two lavs. So Ravina says, in this one pasuk alone, it's mashma that both ribis and tarbis, ribis and neshech apply to both, apply to oichel and apply to kesef. So now the Gemara Sakasha and Ravina, Ivo Tono Nema Nema Komar. Before, when they learned out from the Gzera Shava, so how could Ravina argue on a Gzera Shava? Rashi says, Vo Tono Nema Nema Komar, or Gzera Shava Nafkalei. Like how could the Amora Ravino argue on the Tano that learns it out from Gzera Shava? It's Mashmi Kina not from the Posik. It's Mashmi need Gzera Shava. It's not like Ravina. So Gemara says, Hochi Komar. This is what the Brisa meant to say. Ilu Lenema Kro Hayisiyayim Gzera Shava. If I wouldn't be able to dash in the Posik the way Ravina dashes it, then I would have had Gzera Shava. But Lamaisa, it's not true. Lamaisa, the Torah itself writes it. We dash in the pasuk the way Ravina does, that as kaspachol the sitam loy b'neshech v'marbis, there are both lavs of neshech and marbis goes on kesef, and the same thing over neshech v'marbis l'sitam achlecho by food it applies both lavs also. So Gemara says, if so, if the Av Ravina's Rosha, achshor shenem makro gzereshava letzarech enachnami. Now we do not need gzereshava. For the Gemara, I'll exerish shovel only. So therefore, what purpose do I need exerish shovel? Like exerish shovel is like a kabbalah. You can't make exerish shovel by yourself. It's a kabbalah.